You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Well, Boston fans who had the ticket to watch their Celtics play last night did not get their money's worth. That's for sure. Nick Friedell joins us now. Nick, so thrilled to have you on, and I so much appreciate you, because I know you were on with me last night and you and I were on the same page, right? Like, no hero. He was inactive. We knew Jimmy Butler was dealing with a knee issue. The hurdle for the Heat to have to climb in regard to all the injuries that they're facing compared to the Boston Celtics was a night and day. We were both on the Celtics side. I mean, for Jimmy Butler to come out and have the 47 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, were you sitting there just in awe of his performance last night?
Anita, I was stunned. I was stunned that we talked right before tip-off. And I thought, I just don't see how the Heat can do it, because Jimmy just wasn't moving right the last few games. And anybody who has watched him for a while knew he wasn't getting to the rim, he wasn't getting to the foul line. And when he's not doing that, he's just not nearly at his best. All I kept thinking as that game went on is the Heat must have a Mr. Miyagi-type doctor or therapist that was doing something to that knee, because he just looked like a different player. And when he's performing at that level, you and I have talked about this for several years now with Jimmy, his mental toughness is off the charts. He always believes that he can find a way and he'll make it happen, but his body just wasn't allowing him to do so in those last couple games. But it was clear instantly that he was moving around much better. And when he did, the rest of his teammates got the confidence that they could pull it off. And now, going into Game 7, anything is possible.
It's really – what an unbelievable – like, that's – games like that is where, of course, your legacy is going to be decided and defined. Really, really unbelievable. As for the Boston Celtics, you know, Tatum, 30 points. Any other NBA player, or let's just say 95% of any other NBA player, 30-point night, 9 rebounds, 4 assists is great. But we know Tatum. This is an off night for him. I was actually surprised. You know, I'm a huge Al Horford fan. I think he's been such a vital part of this team's success in the postseason. 1 of 6 from downtown, only 3 points. Ouch. Jaylen Brown as well, only 20 points. He usually averages 28 to 30. Of course, we talked about Derek White. He put up 22 points, had 5 assists. Smart and Rob Will were also active. So besides Jimmy Butler, and I know Lowry got involved here, but, you know, big picture here, what did Boston not do well that even though, because listen, I'm going to go to the other series, right? Like, we've seen Luka put up 40 a game.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But Dallas, when Luka puts up 40, still Dallas was 2-6. So it's not just all about Jimmy Butler. What went wrong for Boston last night, besides Jimmy Butler, as to the outcome of them losing?
Anita, when you've got Jason Tatum taking like 12 shots, that is a problem. And I know that the numbers look fine, but he just needs to be more assertive. If you want to be considered as one of the superstars in the league, you have got to impose your will in that type of game. And it didn't happen for Tatum and the Celtics. And, I mean, we could go down the list. When Jaylen Brown is missing those 2 free throws late, that was a huge turning point. Yeah, I mean, you just can't let that happen. Their defense that had been so solid not only had no answer for Jimmy, but Lowry was getting to the rim. Max Strus, who had missed like 17 shots in a row, started making them, and they didn't have much of an answer. And when you're trying to figure if Boston's ready to take that next step, that was the moment last night. to now have to come back to Miami, and they still may win, but the caveat to all of this now is you've added 48 more minutes to whatever's coming your way, and then you're going to have to pick up and fly to San Francisco. And that is really going to hurt when you could have had 3-4 extra days off of rest and recovery. So to see the Celtics not be able to close in that moment, not be able to slow down Jimmy defensively when we've all praised them throughout the postseason for their ability to switch and do what they needed to do to slow down the Kevin Durant and Giannis a little less, but still get in his way. To see Jimmy dominate in that fashion was really something.
Again, Nick Friedell joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Okay, so, all right, Heat win 111-103. Again, Jimmy Butler, 47 points. Now the series goes back to Miami. The Boston Celtics, I said this, out of all the teams that advanced to the postseason, the Boston Celtics, one of the best teams winning on the road. So the whole quote-unquote home court advantage, not a huge part of this analysis. Okay, maybe a little, but not, you know, not too extensive. How do you see Game 7 playing out?
Before the series, I had Boston in 7. And I still think they will find a way tomorrow. But in Anita, I would give you this context. The Heat were walking out of that press conference from last night and out of TD Garden, and they were beaming, because they knew they got the game they needed to extend the series. And they knew that they had Jimmy. And like this, we were talking last night, you know, what would you take? And I was telling you, I would probably still go with the Celtics, because I didn't feel like Jimmy's knee was the same and could hold up. But this, in the year 2022, is really a perfect in-game moment.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Because if I'm sitting there watching that game tomorrow, I'm looking for the same signs. How is Butler moving early? Is he able to get to the rim and create some offense from the foul line? How does Hero look if he is able to play? And you've got to believe he's going to at least try if he's able tomorrow night. And then what are you seeing from Lowry? Because he was awful, frankly, throughout the last few weeks, and he's been dealing with a hamstring injury. But Anita, you saw, just like I did at the end of that game, he was getting to the basket. He was creating some problems defensively. He looked like the Kyle Lowry that we've seen with Toronto for a lot of years. So all these different factors are in play, and Miami always has a lot more emotion at home. So I say all of what I just said, and I still believe Jason Tatum is the best player on the floor. But if you're Boston, you've got to imagine there's some kind of emotional hangover and letdown, given the fact that you had Miami right where you wanted them and you let them go.
It's really, really unbelievable. I can't wait for Game 7. But with that being said, we know there's a Golden State Warriors team that are just hanging out, watching this. We heard Draymond Green on TNT last night say, oh, Boston's going to win. We're taking on Boston. Part of me feels that might have been, I hear you laughing, Nick. A part of me feels that might have been a little strategic, because let's be honest, and we talked about it last night. You were so kind to join me last night as well as today. And that is, and I'm with you. Like, if it's Boston, even though Golden State Warriors have the home court advantage, I still think Boston has a better shot of winning the championship against Golden State than the Miami Heat. Do you feel that was a little strategic? Him knowing that dudes watch TNT in the locker room. He knew the Miami Heat was going to hear what he had to say. Maybe it was added motivation. Or do you just feel like he wasn't even thinking about those things?
Anita, I think he was so happy that series was over and they had gotten back to the finals again.
I think he got pushed into it by Shaq. He got peer pressured because Shaq was trying to say, oh, come on, Draymond, be the opinionated Draymond. And you could tell in his brain, he's going, I don't know. Like, they're still playing. You never know. And then he went there. And it was so obvious last night, and Udonis Haslam told it to Mark Jackson on the telecast, and then you hear P.J. Tucker talking about it after the game. That really pissed the Heat off.
Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, yeah, it did.
Had already written him off. So it's a fascinating angle psychologically in all of this. But I am right there with you in this sense. I flatly don't believe, and I have a ton of respect for Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler and the way this team goes about its business every day. I don't think they can beat the Warriors. I think the Warriors just have too many weapons offensively, and with Gary Payton II potentially coming back in this series defensively, they can be pretty damn good as well. Boston, if they can find a way to win tomorrow night here in Miami, I think they have a much better chance to knock off the Warriors. But I take it a step further. Anita, think about this. The Warriors have a chance now to go through a playoff run where they will have faced Denver without Jamal Murray and Porter. Then they go to Memphis, and Steven Adams wasn't ready to start the series, and then Ja gets hurt. Then they go to Dallas, who had a really nice win over the Suns, but they were just kind of out of gas at the end and don't have a lot of weapons around Luka. And potentially, if the Heat win this thing tomorrow, they're going to face a Miami team that, while really, really good, is really depleted injury-wise and is just running on fumes. So,
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
This is all about catching the breaks at the right time in the postseason, and the Warriors could be the poster child of it in this particular run.
So really quick for you, Nick, before I let you go, true story about Eric Spoelstra. So I'm from Miami, and I met Eric years ago at a club on South Beach at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I said to him, so what do you do? And he says, well, I'm a tape guy for the Heat. And I said, a tape guy? And he's like, yeah, like I look at tape and I evaluate tape and then I tell the coaches what I think they should do. And I said, well, that's really impressive. Years later, so I like to play a lot of pickup basketball. So Eric was an assistant coach and used to host these runs on Tuesday night. And so I used to play pickup basketball with Eric on Tuesday night at the Heat's training facility with a number of media people in around Miami. Yeah. So I have a very special place in my heart for Eric. I think he's a phenomenal human being. I think he's an unbelievable head coach. And I root and I cheer for him every day. And so next time you see him, please let him know that I say hello.
I will do that, absolutely. And having been around this team, Anita, the last 2 years at various different points, it is pretty impressive the respect he has earned, understandably so, through the years. And what you just described, both as a coach and as a person, is what a lot of people in that organization feel. And I'd end our conversation this way. I think that's why the Heat feel so comfortable going into this kind of setting. You know it even better than I do. So many of the people in that organization, coaches, players, executives, people that are in the front office doing a whole bunch of different jobs, they've been there forever, and they feel like they were built for the moment, and we're going to find out how ready they are tomorrow night. But to be around this team is to believe and see what that Heat culture that they all talk about is really all about on a day-to-day basis.
And he's been there, you know, from the ground floor, no pun intended. I think his offices were in the basement at one point in time. So, I know. It's a really remarkable and unique story. But anyway, Nick, please know how much I appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. And I'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.